Hi, and welcome once again to another episode of the Healthcare India podcast, coming to you from Bangalore. And in this edition, which I'm shooting after a while, I want to talk about the recently released report on the Household Monthly Per Capita Consumption Expenditure, MPCE report. And this is a fascinating report that should have come out quite some time ago, but it almost took us 11 years since the last report. And the findings in the report are pretty interesting. One of the largest findings in the report is, for the first time, food as a percentage of the consumer spend in the family has come down below 50%. It's roughly at 40% today, which is interesting because 20 years ago, food was almost 50% of the spend. And those of you will be surprised why people are spending so much on food. Remember, families which are destitute or on poverty lines or just about there spend maximum amount of money on food. So it's a percentage spend, and percentage spend was around 50%. And now we can see that it's come down to about 40%, slightly below 40% at 39.7. Now, what is interesting is, because of the disposable income going up and how people are spending, the expenditure on other areas has increased as well. So if I leave food aside, which is 40%, 60% is spent on all other areas, including the highest spend is on conveyance, which is almost 8.5%. And for entertainment and miscellaneous goods, which stands at almost 6.5%, which shows that India is spending, India is the disposable income has gone up, and we are looking for the other avenues to how to consume our money. In the middle of all this, you might wonder, what has this got to do with healthcare? With almost everything. Interestingly, in the study, it shows that the healthcare expenditure is almost at 5.9% or 6%, which is fascinating to see that an Indian family is spending almost 6% on health. And this number used to be way lower. In 2012, I remember this was close to around 2.7 or 2.9%. Health has taken a priority. Healthcare spending has increased, and this is a significant finding for India, and it impacts the way healthcare will be delivered going forward. As more people spend on health and medical services, you will see that the rise of goods and services in healthcare will go up. As the demand goes up, so will the supply. And you will see a lot more changes in the way healthcare is delivered in the country, which will not be how we are seeing it traditionally. A direct impact is also on the increase of health insurance, for example, the increase in the number of hospitals. There is no hospital in India that's not undergoing expansion, either a brownfield expansion or a greenfield expansion. We do all see increase in the number of diagnostic labs in India. We see a much more robust domestic pharma market, both for consumption as well as for production. And we see the emergence of newer areas like medical device manufacturing in India, thanks partly to the PLI schemes and the FDI, 100% FDI approvals for domestic manufacturing of medical devices, but also of areas like biopharma, which we'll see a huge growth in the future, but we can see the starting of that entire story in India. So more money chases medical services. If 6% of the monthly household income is on medical and health, you will see a huge growth in this sector, which is fantastic for India, because as the money brings in more talent, more capabilities, more responsibilities, and you will see a transformation in the way healthcare is delivered in the country. In the next series of episodes, I will be focusing more on what that transformation is. What does that mean for common people, and how can you participate in this? As always, please feel free to write back to me either on Twitter at Dr. Vikram or on the discussion board below. Looking forward to hearing comments from you. I'm going to tackle some interesting subjects in the due course of this series, including sleep, how sleep is a big indicator of your health. And looking forward to staying connected and interact with you as we go along this journey. For now, stay healthy, take care, own your health. Bye for now.